It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Williams Fork Fire west of Winter Park is about 5% contained. It has now burned more than 11,000 acres in a remote area. Mike Johnston is with the team managing the fire.
Good news is over the next few days, we're expected to get maybe up to a quarter inch of rain over the next 3 days or so. So favorable weather ahead of us. I don't expect much fire growth over the next few days.
North of Grand Junction, the Pine Gulch fire is now 47% contained. Its growth has slowed considerably, but it has already burned more than 134,000 acres. The Weather Service says there's a chance for scattered showers in that area later this week. Wildfire smoke settled over parts of the state this morning. There's an air quality advisory still in effect for Eagle, Mesa, Pitkin, Delta, and Garfield counties. The smoke moved to lower elevations overnight. RTD board members are set to choose the agency's new leader tonight. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The board will pick between three finalists. Each has years of experience in public transit, and all three are women: Deborah Johnson, Adelie LeGrand, and Tina Quigley. That means RTD will hire its first female CEO ever. That new leader will be walking into a tough set of circumstances. Ridership and revenues have tumbled during the pandemic. And unless a federal bailout comes through, the agency will need to make even more budget cuts. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
CU Boulder will require everyone who lives on campus to do weekly saliva screenings for COVID-19. If a sample shows the possibility of infection, that person will have to get tested. The new protocol does not apply to faculty, staff, and students living off campus. The university says that could change once testing capacity increases. Currently 71 degrees in Boulder, 72 in Centennial south of Denver, 67 in Colorado Springs this morning. This is CPR News.